الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على النبي محمد وعلى آله وسلم. الله يرزقنا حسن النية. May Allah grant us the sincere intentions. كنا في الحصة الماضية بدأنا الكلام على عن المعاصي، عن واجبات القلب. In the previous session we started talking about the obligations of the heart. نكمل الكلام في هذا. Let us continue talking about this subject. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: والصبر على أداء ما أوجب الله، والصبر عما حرم الله، والصبر وعلى ما ابتلاك الله به. The author said to be patient in performing the obligations, to be patient in refraining from the sins, to be patient with what Allah afflicted one. شرح ذلك أن هناك أنواعا ثلاثة من الصبر واجبة. The explanation: there are three types of patience that are obligations of the heart. الصبر أصلا هو حمل النفس، حبس النفس وحملها قهرها على مكروه لها تتحمله، على تحمل شيء تكرهه، أو على مفارقة لذيذ تميل إليه تحبه. Patience originally means to make oneself leave out something that one desires it, to leave what one desires it. Or to force oneself to bear what one does not desire, what one does not incline towards doing it. This is what patience means originally. كما قلنا هناك ثلاثة أنواع من الصبر واجبة. As we said, there are three different types of patience that are obligations of the heart. أحدها الصبر على أداء ما أوجب الله من الطاعات. One of them is to be patient with doing, fulfilling the obligations that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made incumbent upon us. والنوع الثاني الصبر عما حرم الله، يعني كف النفس ومنعها عن الوقوع فيما حرم الله. The second type of patience is to be patient with preventing oneself from falling into sins. والنوع الثالث الصبر على تحمل البلاء. The third type is to be patient when one is inflicted with a calamity. النفس تميل إلى الراحة. Usually one leans towards rest, one's nafs leans towards laziness even, relaxation. وأداء الواجبات يحتاج إلى عمل. Fulfilling the obligations needs effort. لذلك يحتاج الشخص إلى الصبر حتى يؤدي الواجبات. That's why one needs to be patient to fulfill the obligations. لأن نفسه تأخذه إلى الراحة. Because usually one leans towards relaxation, as we said. كذلك النفس تميل إلى الشهوات. Likewise, one's nafs lean towards certain desires. A lot of desires. وقسم من الشهوات محرم. A part of the desires is forbidden. حتى يمتنع الشخص عن هذه المحرمات مع ميل نفسه إليها يحتاج إلى الصبر. For one to avoid falling into those sins, although his nafs desires them, one needs to be patient. One needs patience for that. ثم الإنسان في هذه الدنيا مبتلى. Moreover, the person living in this life is a subject for hardships, for afflictions. وبسبب ذلك ومع ذلك يجب عليه ألا يعترض على الله وألا يقع فيما حرم الله بسبب هذه المصائب. And despite that, one needs, it is an obligation upon one, not to object to Allah Ta'ala when one is subject to those afflictions, and not to fall into sins because of that. فحتى يجتنب ذلك يحتاج إلى الصبر. So for one to avoid that, one needs for patience. One needs to be patient. بعض الناس بسبب المصائب وقعوا في الكفر. Some people, because of some afflictions, they committed blasphemy. لأنهم لم يصبروا على البلاء. Because they were not patient with the calamities. كان رجل بين العرب له جاه في ناحية من النواحي. A person in an area in the Arabic Peninsula was a ruler for a certain area. يقال لهذه الناحية الجوف. This area is called الجوف. كان اسمه حمار. His name was حمار. كان له أولاد خرجوا يوما فأصابتهم صاعقة فقتلتهم كلهم. He had children. One day they were outside. They went for something and they were hit by the lightning and they were dead, all of them. فَكَفَرَ كُفْرًا شَنِيعًا. So he blasphemed in a very bad way. He was not patient at all. لَمْ يَصْبِرْ. صَارَ إِذَا مَرَّ وَاحِدْ فِي نَاحِيَتِهِ يَقُولُ لَهُ أُكْفُرْ بِاللَّهِ إِنْ لَمْ يَكْفُرْ يَقْتُلُهُ. So if someone passes in the area where he lived, he would threaten that person and tell him to blaspheme. If that person does not blaspheme, then he would kill him. قال قتل أولادي كيف أعبده لا أعبده. He said about Allah, he killed my sons. So how would I worship him? I will not worship him. بسبب هذا البلاء اعترض على الله ولم يصبر كفر. Because of this calamity, he was not patient. He objected to Allah, and by that he committed blasphemy. ثم أرسل الله على ذلك الوادي نارا شديدة أحرقت الرجل وأحرقته كله. Later, Allah sent a fire on that area. All the area was burnt, and this person was burnt also with this fire. وإلى أيامنا هذا كان قبل بعثة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. This happened before it was revealed to Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, long time ago. حتى إن العرب ضربوا المثل به قالوا أكفر من حمار الجوف. To a point that among the Arabs it became a proverb, if someone commits blasphemy, they would say about him, أكفر من حمار الجوف, which means he is committing blasphemy which is worse than the blasphemy committed by حمار, by that man. So it became like a proverb. إلى الآن الناحية ما زالت سوداء. إذا مر الواحد فيها يجدها محترقة. Up till now, this area, if you pass through it, you will find it like a burnt area. Up till now, after all those years. It is well known in the Arabic Peninsula. هذا بسبب قلة الصبر. This happened with him because he was not patient enough. بعض الناس يصيبهم الفقر. Some people, they are affected with poverty. فيسعون خلف المال. So they go after money. They want enough money. فيقعون في المعاصي لتحصيل المال. Some of them, they commit sins to get money. لماذا؟ لأنهم لم يصبروا. Why? Because they are not patient enough. إذن الصبر ثلاثة: صبر على الطاعة وصبر عن المعصية وصبر على البلاء. So there are three types of patience. One needs to be patient with doing the obligations, patient with refraining from sinning, and patient when inflicted with calamities. وبعض الناس بصبرهم الله تبارك وتعالى يجعل لهم بعد ذلك لذة في أداء العبادة. Now out of being patient, some people after after bearing the hardship of being patient for a certain period of time. After that, they would find they will enjoy making the acts of worship. إذا صلوا يجدون لذة في الصلاة. If they pray, then they feel enjoyment while praying. They enjoy praying. إذا نزل بهم البلاء يفرحون. If they are inflicted with calamities, they feel happy. لأنهم يعرفون أنه بالصبر على هذا البلاء لهم ثواب من الله عز وجل. Because they know that by being patient with these calamities, they will get reward from Allah تبارك وتعالى. So they think that this only goes in this life. And this calamity has a good results. Being patient with it will have good results for me. So they feel in peace with these calamities. هذا نتيجة الصبر ومجاهدة النفس. This is the consequence of being patient and goes against the bad inclinations of one's self. الإنسان الذي لا يصاب بالبلاء هذا ليس علامة خير له. The person who is not inflicted with calamities, this is not a good sign for this person. Not being inflicted with calamities is not a good sign. لأن أكثر الناس بلاء الأنبياء ثم الأمثل فالأمثل. Because the people who are inflicted the most with calamities are the prophets. Then after them comes the pious people. One time, مرة رجل عرض بنته على النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام حتى يتزوجها. Once a person talked with the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, so the Prophet would marry his daughter. كان يذكر عنها, and he was talking about her. فكان من جملة ما قال ما أصابها مرض قط. Among what he said that she never got sick. النبي ما تزوج عند أعرض عنها لما سمع ذلك. When the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام heard that, immediately he dropped considering marrying her totally when he heard that she never got sick. قال ولا الصداع. He told him even she didn't experience a headache. So the Prophet immediately dropped considering marrying her when he heard that. لأن أفاضل الناس أكثر بلاء من غيرهم. Because the best among the people are inflicted with more calamities than others. سيدنا نوح ورد أنه كان يضرب حتى يغمى عليه. Prophet Noah, he used to be hit. It is narrated that the blasphemers used to hit him until he fainted. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام كانت تصيبه الحمى فيحس الشخص بحرارته من فوق اللحاف. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام used to get sick with fever and one would feel the intense heat, one would feel the heat from above the cover, from above al-lihaf, the thick cover. One would feel the heat. لا بد أن يصبر الإنسان في هذه الدنيا. One needs to be patient during this life. فإن صبر فعاقبة الصبر حسنة في الآخرة. If he does, then in the hereafter, he will get a good reward for that. This is what counts. قال المؤلف وبغض الشيطان. The author said to hate the devil. يجب على المكلف أن يبغض الشيطان. Every accountable Muslim has to hate the devil. It is an obligation to hate the devil. Allah warned us in Al-Quran from the devil. حذرنا الله في القرآن من الشيطان تحذيرا بالغا. وقال ربنا عز وجل فاتخذوه عدوا. Allah said in Al-Quran فاتخذوه عدوا, which means take the devil as your enemy. والشيطان معناه الكافر من الجن. When we say a devil, we mean a blasphemer jinn. لأن الجن منهم مؤمن وكافر. Because among the jinn there are believers and blasphemers. الكافر من الجن يقال له شيطان. The blasphemer among them is called a devil. ويطلق لفظ الشيطان أيضا على جدهم الأكبر إبليس. Also, the ancestor of all the jinn, Iblis, is called also sometimes الشيطان. So sometimes the word الشيطان or the devil, when it's used to mean Iblis, the ancestor of all the jinn, the father of all the jinn. And sometimes it means the blasphemer among the jinn. We need to hate Iblis and the other blasphemer among the blasphemers among the jinn and the other devils. قال المؤلف وبغض المعاصي. The author said to hate sinning, to hate sins. يعني أنه يجب أن يكره الإنسان المعصية صدرت منه أو من غيره. It is an obligation upon one to hate sinning, whether the sin occurs from him or from one else. سواء حصلت أمامه وشهدها أو بعيدا عنه ولم يشهدها. Whether he sees this sin taking place or not, whether it takes place in his presence or far away from him. على الشخص أن يكره المعصية. One needs, it is an obligation upon one to hate the sin. وأن ينكرها في قلبه. He needs to feel, it is an obligation to feel in his heart that he does not accept it. قال المؤلف رحمه الله ومحبة الله ومحبة كلامه ورسوله والصحابة والآل والصالحين. The author said to love Allah, the Quran, the messenger, the companions, the Al of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, and the righteous Muslims. شرح ذلك أنه يجب على المكلف أن يحب الله تعالى بتعظيمه سبحانه على ما يليق به, التعظيم اللائق به. It is an obligation for one to love Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which means to exalt Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the proper way. بأن يعتقد الشخص أن الله أعلى من كل شيء قدرا. By one believing that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has the highest status. ليس كل شيء يتخيله الإنسان تعظيما يكون تعظيما. ليس كل شيء يتخيله أي إنسان تعظيما يكون تعظيما. Not everything that any person thinks that it is glorifying Allah would be really glorifying Allah تبارك وتعالى. بعض الناس يظن أن اعتقاد أن الله تعالى قاعد فوق 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 هذا تعظيم له عز وجل. Some people think that believing that Allah sits up on the throne, on العرش, is glorifying Allah. بعض الناس يعتقد أنه إذا قال الله تعالى ما شاء حصول المعاصي ولا خلق الشرور أن هذا تعظيم له. Some people think that if one believes or says that Allah did not will for bad things to happen, or that Allah did not create the bad things, that this is glorifying Allah. This is not. لذلك التعظيم الذي نقوله نتكلم عنه هنا هو التعظيم الذي يليق بالله عز وجل. So what we are talking about here is what really befits Allah. To glorify Allah in the proper way. In the proper way. علو المكان ليس فيه الفضل. Being higher in distance, this does not entail a merit. الأنبياء في الأرض إلا أقلهم إلا عيسى عليه السلام في السماء والملائكة أعلى منهم مسافة والأنبياء أعلى قدرا. As you all know, the prophets, they live on earth and they lived on earth, and no one of them is in heavens except for Isa alayhi salam, for Jesus. The angels in distance, and direction are above all of them. But who's better? The prophets are better. So being above in direction or in distance does not entail a merit by itself. قد يكون بيت الحاكم في قعر الوادي والمحكوم في رأس الجبل ولا يدل على أن هذا أعلى من ذاك. The ruler might live in the valley, and the ruled person might live at the top of the mountain, and still this does not entail that the one who's on the top of the mountain has a higher status because he is above the other one by direction or distance. كذلك القول بأن الله ما شاء حصول المعاصي والشرور فيه نسبة العجز إلى الله. Likewise, saying that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not will for the bad things to happen entails attributing weakness to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So it does not befit Allah Azza wa Jal. الإمام أبو حنيفة رضي الله عنه قال الكلام بيننا وبين القدرية أي الذين ينكرون القدر في حرفين نسألهم سؤالين فنقيم عليهم الحجة بذلك. الإمام أبو حنيفة said that those people who deny that Allah willed for everything that occurs to occur, those people who denied that evil occurs with the will of Allah, they are defeated by two questions only. قال أبو حنيفة يقال لهم هل علم الله ما سيفعل العباد قبل أن يفعلوا أو لم يعلم؟ Abu Hanifa radiyallahu anhu said, we ask them, did Allah know what the people are going to do before they did that, before they do it, or no? فَإِنْ قَالُوا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ كَفَرُوا لِأَنَّهُمْ جَهَّلُوا رَبَّهُمْ. He said, he continued to say, if they say Allah did not know, then they blaspheme by that because they are attributing ignorance to Allah. فَإِنْ قَالُوا عَلِمَ يُقَالُ لَهُمْ هَلْ شَاءَ حُصُولَ مَا عَلِمَ أَنَّهُ يَحْصُلْ أَوْ لَمْ يَشَأْ. فَإِنْ قَالُوا لم يشأ كفروا لأنهم قالوا شاء أن يكون جاهلا وإن قالوا شاء رجعوا إلى قولنا. He continued to say, if they say Allah knows what the people do before they do it, because He knows eternally everything, then we tell them, did He will for that which He knew it will happen to happen? If they say no, then they blaspheme because they are saying He willed for Himself to be ignorant. And if they say yes, then they agree with us. What he meant, if they say Allah did not will for what he knew it's going to happen to happen. This means Allah willed for it not to happen. Despite that he knew it will happen. So he willed to be an ignorant. And this is why Abu Hanifa said, it's easy to defeat them. This is what he was saying. Just two questions and they are defeated. Two questions and you will give the answers. Yani you don't wait for them to answer. Just you keep saying, if you say this, this would be the case. If you say that, this would be the case. Etc. That's it. الخلاصة أنه يجب محبة الله بتعظيمه عز وجل التعظيم اللائق به. In brief, it is an obligation to love Allah by glorifying Allah in the proper way. ويجب تعظيم كلام الله عز وجل. يجب تعظيم القرآن. Also, it is an obligation to glorify Al-Quran. ويجب محبة الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. Likewise, it is an obligation to love the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. وذلك بالإيمان به وتعظيمه كما يجب. And this is by believing in the Prophet and glorifying him as he should be glorified. من غير إخلال بالقدر الواجب ومن غير غلو. Without falling short in fulfilling the obligation glorification and without going beyond the proper boundaries, limits in glorifying him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Wahhabiyya ma azzamu an-nabiyya alayhi as-salatu was-salam ala ma yajib. The Wahhabis did not glorify the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam as people are obligated to glorify him. Hatta inna minhum man qal asaya akthar naf'an minhu ba'da mawtihi. To a point that some of them said, my staff is the stick that I carry benefits more than the Prophet after his death sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وبعض الناس غالوا في محبة النبي فتجاوزوا القدر المحمود. Some people, they exaggerated also in glorifying the Prophet. مثل الذين قالوا إن النبي يعلم كل ما يعلمه الله. Like the people who said that the Prophet knows everything that Allah knows. كلام الوهابية شذوذ وكلام هؤلاء شذوذ. What the Wahhabis said is deviance, and what those people said is deviance. هذا كفر وهذا كفر. This is blasphemy and this is blasphemy.
كذلك يجب محبة سائر إخوان النبي سائر الأنبياء.
Also it is an obligation for one to love all the prophets that were before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Min Adam ila Isa, starting by Adam, ending by Jesus alayhim salam.
وكمال هذه المحبة يكون باتباع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتباعا كاملا. The highest or the highest level of this love is attended by the person when the person follows completely the steps of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام.
عبد الله بن عمر من شدة محبته للنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام كان يمشي في بعض المواضع التي مشى فيها الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام، ثم إذا عرف أن النبي وقف في مكان وصلى يقف فيه ويصلي، إذا عرف أنه قعد فيه يقعد فيه. ويروى عنه أنه قال: لعل قدما تأتي على أثر قدم، يعني لعلي أطأ بقدمي المكان الذي وطئه قدم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. عبد الله بن عمر out of his great love to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام used to imitate what the Prophet did. So if he knew that the Prophet prayed two rak'ahs in a place, in one place, he would go there and pray two rak'ahs. If he knew that the Prophet sat at one area, he would go and sit there. If he knew that he used to walk in certain areas hoping that his foot would touch a place that was touched by the foot of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now if you do that, the Wahhabis say you are mushrik. كما روي عنه ذلك في البخاري وغيره. As it is narrated from Abdullah ibn Umar in al-Bukhari and other books of hadith. كذلك يجب محبة الصحابة من حيث الإجمال. Also, it is an obligation to love the companions in general. لأنهم الذين نصروا دين الله تعالى, because they are those who supported the Prophet, who supported the religion of Allah عز وجل. ولا سيما السابقون الأولون منهم, especially the first batches among them. من المهاجرين ومن الأنصار. The first batches among المهاجرين and the first batches among الأنصار. يعني من حيث الإجمال يجب علينا أن نحبهم. In general, it is an obligation upon us to love them. ولا يعني ذلك أنه يجب علينا أن نحب كل فرد منهم بلا استثناء. It does not mean that we are obligated to love every and each one among them without any exception. It does not mean that. بعضهم قليل من بينهم صدر منه ما لا يليق, ما ذنوب عظيمة, ذنب عظيم. Some of them, few among them committed enormous sins. ولم ينقل عنه أنه تاب, ولم يثبت أنه تاب قبل الموت. And it is not confirmed that they repented before dying. واحد كان سمع بأذنه الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام يقول: لا ترجعوا بعدي كفارا يضرب بعضكم رقاب بعض.
يعني بعد موتي لا تكونوا مثل الكفار، لا تفعلوا أفعال الكفار، لا تعملوا الكبائر بأن يقتل بعضكم بعضا لأجل الدنيا. ثم هو قتل عمار بن ياسر بيده. One of them who was not of course among the first believers, the first batches among them. His name was Abu al-Ghadiyah. He heard the Prophet when the Prophet made the last Hajj. He heard the Prophet with his ears saying to people, لا ترجعوا بعدي كفارا يضرب بعضكم رقاب بعض, which means after I die do not fight each other and kill each other, do not do enormous sins that are close to blasphemy by killing each other for ad-dunya, for worldly matters. And despite that, this man killed Ammar ibn Yasir, the great companion. Ammar الذي قال فيه النبي قاتله في النار. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام explicitly said about Ammar that he is going to be killed, and the one who is going to kill him will enter hellfire. And this man killed him. Later, بعد ذلك كان يأتي إلى باب الحاكم من حكام بني أمية يقول يفتخر, افتح الباب, قاتل عمار بالباب, يفتخر بذلك. Later he used to come, when he used to visit the ruler, the unjust ruler that he was fighting in his army, one of the unjust rulers that he was fighting in the army, he used to say, open for me, I'm the one who killed Ammar. Like he was saying that out of proud. So when we say to love the companions, we do not mean that one has to love such one like this one, but in general, إذا قلنا يجب محبة الصحابة لا نعني محبة مثل هذا واجبة, إنما من حيث العموم, لأن الصحابة رضوان الله عليهم هم الذين نصروا دين الله تعالى. Because the companions, may Allah reward them and raise their ranks, are the ones who supported the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and supported and spread the religion of Allah تعالى. وأكثر واحد يجب بين تعظيمه بينهم هو أبو بكر, ثم عمر, ثم عثمان, ثم علي. Now the one that we have to love him more than all the others, that is the love of respect and exalt, is Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, then Umar ibn al-Khattab, then Uthman, then Ali, in this order: Abu Bakr, then Umar, then Uthman, then Ali. We have to love those four more than the others. That is, to exalt them more than the others. يمكن واحد يكون من ذرية عمر فيحس بعاطفة إلى عمر أكثر. هذا لا يضر. طالما هو يعظم أبا بكر أكثر. يمكن يكون واحد من ذرية علي فيحس بعاطفة نحو علي أكثر, محبة عاطفة أكثر. هذا لا يضر طالما هو يعظم أبا بكر وعمر أكثر. Maybe someone would be among the offsprings of our master Umar. And because of that, he feels inclined more towards Umar. But he does not exalt him, he does not glorify him more than Abu Bakr. This does not hurt. Maybe he is among the offsprings of Ali. So he feels more inclined towards Ali. But he does not believe that his rank was higher than Abu Bakr and Umar. This does not harm. As long as he exalts Abu Bakr and Umar more, this feeling does not hurt.
كذلك يجب محبة آل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Likewise, it is an obligation to love the آل of the Prophet. الآل في لغة العرب يحتمل معنيين. The word آل in the Arabic language can bear two meanings. الآل يطلق على الأتباع الأتقياء. The pious followers are called الآل. And those ones, it is an obligation to love them. ويجب محبة هؤلاء. ويطلق الآل على أزواج النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام وأقاربه المؤمنين. Also, in Arabic, the word آل is used to refer to the wives of the Prophet and his relatives, his believer relatives. Also, those ones one has to love because of their merit. So it is an obligation to love the Al of the Prophet, whether it means the pious believers or it means the wives and the believing Muslim relatives of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. والصالحون أيضا تجب محبتهم ويراد بالصالحين كل من أدى الواجبات واجتنب المحرمات. It is an obligation to love the pious Muslims. What we mean by pious is those who, it refers to those who did all the obligations and refrained from all the sins. When we say pious Muslims, those are the ones that we mean, who did all the obligations and refrained from all the sins. It is an obligation to love them. Of course, we do not know all of them. نحبهم إجمالا. We love them in general. يعقد الإنسان قلبه على محبتهم عموما. It is an obligation for one to love them in his heart in general. لا يجب أن يستحضر كل فرد منهم. It is not an obligation for him to think about each and every one of them. ما شاء الله. إلى هنا أحد له سؤال عن الذي ذكرناه. Up till here, do you have any questions about what we mentioned? What do you mean by loving? Do you mean this feeling, or to believe that Ali has a higher rank? Yeah, someone might feel. You might feel
leaning towards a person while you know that someone else, more than someone else, while you know that the other person is much better. Doesn't this happen usually with us? The same thing applies here. If someone leans towards Ali or Uthman more than Abu Bakr without believing and without saying that Ali is better or Uthman is better, while believing that the best is Abu Bakr and Umar, this does not hurt. While exalting Abu Bakr and Umar in the proper way, this does not hurt. As for that hadith, there is difference in opinions among the scholars of hadith about it. Not all of them judged it as sahih. Some said it is confirmed, some said it is not. So there is difference in opinions about this hadith. Being firm, having the firm intention to commit a sin is a sin by itself. So one is sinful for that intention. But he is not sinful for the sin itself because he did not do it. But for that intention, one would be sinful. If they did not have the intention, the firm intention to do it, just it came to their mind and they were thinking, they were not firm about it, then it is not a sin. Can you repeat, please? I never heard about that. I didn't ask before about this issue. But the Prophet did not do that. Alayhi salatu wassalam. It is narrated that one famous worshipper long time ago, he said he was in a certain situation and he said, "Oh Allah, inflict whatever calamity upon me, I will be patient." And then he couldn't immediately, he couldn't urinate. He couldn't go. So he said, a statement that means, I retreat what I said. So, we are weak. We are weak. We cannot do any obligation, any good deed except with the help of Allah. And we cannot refrain from sinning except by the will of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Naam. Yeah, he was relieved. Calamity? Like a hardship. You need to ask someone
who knows to explain it better than me. Like hardship, sickness, I can give you examples, but to give you the definition in English. The same. طيب. طيب ننتقل إلى الكلام عن معاصي القلب. So let's move to talk about the sins. تفضل. The sins of the heart. Yeah. لا بأس البلاء العام يدعى برفعه. كيف لك؟ تفضل حاج. نعم لا شك. What's the judgment of someone who? Someone who thinks, who believes that Ali has a higher status than Abu Bakr? He is sinful. Sinful. He is sinful. It is a consensus among the Muslims that Abu Bakr is best, is better. Ali's son one day asked him. He was in the masjid, and his son asked him, "Who is the best among this nation after the Prophet?" And Ali said, Abu Bakr. Then Ali's son said, "Then who?" Ali said, "Umar." His son did not want to ask, "Then who?" And then Ali would say, "Uthman." So he said, "And then you?" Ali said, "I'm only a Muslim man." So he didn't say, "Then me." So Ali himself said that the best is Abu Bakr and then Umar. It is a consensus among the Muslims. Muhammad. This son is his son from other than Lady Fatima. His name is Muhammad. Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyya. His mother was from a tribe called Banu Hanifa. نعم. Well, we didn't talk about that, did we? We didn't talk about that. Jibreel, Mikael, Azrael, and the like among the angels, they are better than Abu Bakr and the like. This rank of angels, they are better. The heads of the angels. Ma'asi al-qalb, the author said, this chapter pertains to the sins of the heart. قال المؤلف فصل ومن معاصي القلب الرياء بأعمال البر وهو العمل لأجل الناس أي ليمدحوه ويحبط ثوابها. The author said, among the sins of the heart are the insincerity in performing the good deeds. That is, to do the good deeds for the sake of the people. For the sake of the people to be praised by them. And this nullifies the rewards.
شرح ذلك أن من جملة المعاصي هناك معاص متعلقة بالقلب. Among the sins, there are sins that pertain to the heart. ومنها الرياء. One of those sins is insincerity. وهو من الكبائر. It is an enormous sin. حتى إن النبي شبهه بالشرك. To an extent that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام drew similarity between insincerity and taking partners with Allah. So it is an enormous sin.
ومعناه أن يعمل الإنسان عمل البر عمل الطاعة كالصلاة والصيام والحج والزكاة بقصد أن يمدحه الناس ويعظمه.
This insincerity means for one to do the good deeds, the rewardable deeds, praying, fasting, paying zakah, going to al-hajj, to pilgrimage, for the sake of the people, for them to exalt him, for them to praise him.
هذا من الكبائر. This is an enormous sin. فإن قصد فوق هذا أن يهدوه الهدايا ازداد في الفساد.
So if on top of that he did that for them to start giving him gifts, then he is getting worse.
وإذا أخذ منهم مثل ذلك يكون هذا من أكل أموال الناس بالباطل.
حرام يعني. And if he takes this from them, then he would be taking money unlawfully from them.
لأنه لا يجوز للشخص أن يوهم غيره أنه من الصالحين الأولياء حتى يهديه ذلك الآخر.
Because it is not permissible for one to appear as a pious person, to act as a, like a pious person, to trick others so they would think about him that he is pious, and by consequence to give him or her gifts.
If he takes, he or she takes those gifts, then this is haram. This is unlawful. Subhanallah.
مرة كنت مع الشيخ في قرية شمال لبنان قريبة من طرابلس. قرية صغيرة. واحد من أهل تلك القرية قال للشيخ تأتي تنزل عندي في البيت. الشيخ ما رضي. واحد آخر قال تأتي تنزل عندي في بيتي. الشيخ ما رضي. ثم جاء واحد قال له تأتي إلى بيتي تنزل عندي، أنا لا أعتقد فيك أنك ولي من الأولياء، إنما أنت رجل عالم يستفيد الناس من علمك، فأستفيد أنا من نزولك في بيتي. فذهب الشيخ إلى بيته.
One time I was with Sheikh Abdullah in a small village in North Lebanon. A person, one of the people of that village, came to him and told him, if you stay for the coming days at my place, Sheikh did not accept. Another one came and he said, why don't you stay at my place? He did not accept. Then a third one came and he said, Sheikh Abdullah, I do not believe that you are a wali, a pious person, a wali. I believe that, I know that you are a knowledgeable person. So if you come and stay at my house, people will benefit from you.
if you stay at my house. And I will benefit by the reward. So Shaykh accepted. And he stayed at his house. Because he said, I do not believe that you are a wali. I think he lied. I am not sure. Because or maybe he did not lie at that time. I don't know. I met an old man, an old sheikh from Ethiopia. So you know how some people act, and on the other hand, how some other people act. What does it mean to be sincere? And what does it mean to be really humble? Some people pretend to be humble, and some people, they are really humble. Some people try. Some people are putting effort to get there, and some people are tricking others. This is how things go. And some people are really humble people. Sheikh Abdullah, I met an old sheikh from Ethiopia. So he told me that he stayed with Sheikh Abdullah 5 years. In a small room on the roof of a masjid. He said, I stayed with him for 5 years. And every while he would get a letter from some of his relatives or people who knew him in his country. And in the letter, there would be some money. They were sending letters to Sheikh Abdullah with money in the letters, so he would use it for whatever he needs. He said, Sheikh Abdullah would take that letter and put it aside. Then he got another letter, he put it on top of it. He never touched the money. And then a third letter, he put it on top of it. Until after a while, he said, it became a big amount of letters, that is, of money, and he came in there. And Sheikh did not touch the money at all. After a while, he said, I told him, this is a lot of money. They are sending you all this money, and you are not using it. Why you don't use it? Sheikh responded, because they send it thinking that I am a wali, while I am not. So that's why I am not using it. So that person said, well, I think they accept that I take it. If you don't want to use it, they accept. Yeah, this is what he told me. They accept that I will take it and spend it for my needs, if you are not spending it. He said, Sheikh did not say anything. He said, so I took the money and spent it on myself. So he couldn't send it back at the time to those people. So, because of the regime that was governing in Ethiopia. So that's how for 5 years he never touched the money because of that. While he didn't, yeah, whatever. طيب. ثم إن الرياء يحبط ثواب العمل الذي قارنه.
Now, if someone does any good deed for the sake of the people, this person does not get any reward for this deed. فإن تاب وعمل بعد ذلك من غير رياء يكون له ثواب ما عمله بعد ذلك. Now, if the person repents and he does whatever he does after that without being insincere, then he gets reward for the good deeds that he does after that.
أما الرياء والثواب فلا يجتمعان معا.
Being insincere and getting reward, those two things do not go together.
أبو داود والنسائي وغيره رويا أن رجلا سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عمن يقاتل يريد الأجر ويريد الذكر بين الناس حتى يقال عنه شجاع قوي بطل، ماذا له؟
Abu Dawood and Nasa'i and others narrated that a person asked the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام he asked him, what if someone fights seeking the reward and seeking at the same time to be said about him that he is a hero, he is courageous, etc.
النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال لا شيء له.
The Prophet responded, he does not get any reward.
ذاك الرجل أعاد السؤال ثلاث مرات.
That man repeated the question three times.
والنبي يعيد الجواب لا شيء له.
The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام repeated the answer. He does not get anything, any reward.
ثم قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام إن الله لا يقبل من العمل إلا ما كان خالصا له وابتغي به وجهه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Then the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, Allah does not accept any deed except if this deed was done with sincerity, only for the sake of Allah.
من هذا الحديث يعلم بوضوح أن الرياء والثواب لا يجتمعان.
From this hadith, it is known in a very clear way that getting reward and insincerity do not go together. One does not get reward for any deed that one does if he is insincere while doing that deed. Rather, he is sinful, committing an enormous sin for that.
MashaAllah. طيب. نقف هنا. أحد له سؤال. Let us stop here. Do you have any questions?
قال يقال لهم هل علم هل أراد الله حصول ما علم أنهم يفعلون؟ فإن قالوا لا فقد قالوا أراد أن يكون جاهلا، وإن قالوا نعم رجعوا إلى قولنا.
Let's say someone is giving a class. So at the beginning he was sincere while doing that, he gets reward for the part while he was sincere. Then if he gets insincere, then he does not get reward for that part. If he again repents and regains sincerity, then he gets reward for that part. This is how it goes. What's the question? How do you distinguish? How do I tell you? How do you? Sometimes you cannot. Yeah, sometimes you, I don't want to say you cannot. Sometimes you think that you are not sincere while when you did this deed, while truly you were sincere. The pious people, many times they are like that. They think that they were not sincere, so they repent, while truly they were sincere. Just out of their extreme fear, they think that they were not sincere when they did it, because they look down about themselves, so they think that they were not sincere when they did the deed, while really they were sincere. So it depends. It depends. What does that mean? To teach them what to do? This is not insincerity. Teaching is good. One needs to be careful. One needs to be careful. Sometimes this is like walking on the edge. One needs to be careful, subhanAllah. But teaching is good. If you are praying and then someone comes to follow you, you know that this person wants to follow you in the prayer. So if you wait for him to follow you, then this is not insincerity. Not, of course, not for a long period of time. So this is good. You are helping him to catch up with al-jama'ah, to gain the reward of al-jama'ah. This is not insincerity. If someone hurts you, when you deal with that person, seek what is better for him. Advise him properly. And do that for the sake of Allah. Don't react to what he does in a way similar to his actions. Rather, react in a good way, seeking the reward from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And this is how you would be. Don't show off. Don't act in a harsh way. Act wisely
advise that person for what is better for that person, sincerely, for the sake of Allah. And this is how you would be acting in a humble way and in a sincere way. Be patient with that. Because as long as one lives, he is going to face a lot of that. Think about death. Think a lot about death. MashaAllah. طيب بارك الله فيكم نهلل لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم إن شاء الله نرجع